Teres, that any type of azor you make from the mechatis, it's mitar you. And Rashi says the case is gemar later have in daftei that he have a bottle shel mechatis that was mekudeshes shenach v'tzorichin mayim achem, just regular pure water fell into this mayim, the mayim of mechatis that you, the poor adumim that you could be mitar people with. So Rebbe Elazar Weimer yazes shtei azoris, you have to make two azoris. Come forth, let will explain it. Rakoponim, Rebbe says, according to Rebbe Elazar, hazor netzricha shir, agaba de gavro. You don't have to have a measurement of how much mechatis goes on the person. As long as a kol shul goes on the person, it's okay. Because the question is, because if you have to have a shir, even of yod yesh bilo, and you say, the devadai, there's the klal hazor min amayim ksherim, but still you don't have a shir. So Rakoponim says, Vatani will learn like this, I'm a Rebbe. The Dibur Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer Shita, that he holds again from regular water, gets mixed up into the Mechatis. Still, you can make a Zrika from this Mechatis. So he has told Hazor Kol Shumat Eris. Hazor ain't a Zrika Shir. That Hazor does not have to have a Shir. As long as the Mashru of the Hazor, of the Mechatis, goes on upon the tummy, it becomes Torah. And Hazor Machs a Kosher, Machs a Posel, meaning, even though there's some postular things in the Mechatis, even come out half as postular, half as kshera, but as long as you have some of it that went on the person, we hold yesh bila, there's always some part of it. So, who is the Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lezer, you say yesh bila. So, what do you mean you have to have a shear enough? Look, any little bit is enough. So, Gemara says, Lidvor Rebbe Lezer Kama. Rebbe is only saying that that's pshat according to Rebbe Lezer, but could be he himself does not hold from yesh bila. He himself holds you have to have a good shear from each one. And also, Pasha the Havamin Riz, you see, you don't need a shear. Like any little bit is cautious, by Azorius Adam also. What do you mean do you have to have a shear from both Kabonis? Any little bit, any mashu should be enough. So, more so, the first little Rebbe on his thing with Divrei Blaza. But he himself holds you have to have a shear. And the boy Yisem, another territory says no. The boy Yisema, Hazor Lachud, Unatim Lachud. He can't bring a proof one to the other. Hazor to mechatis like a deal where you don't have to have a shear, but by the nesinus of dam, there you have to have a shear zrika from each carbon. So if you have to make sure in this dam there's enough of a shear for each carbon separately. Yeah, like Rashi explains, what's the shear by nesinus of dam? Rashi says nesinus dam de mizbeach lechud mitzorach shear shear hadam l'shnei ruchos hakeren shel mizbeach. You have to see it has to be enough dam there that you can see it on both sides of the corner, both sides of the keren. That's how much dam has to be there. Senechtam, even though by Zohar, by Mechatis, Rebbe holds that there's no shear, but here by Zrikas Adam, there is a shear, there has to be enough dam to reach the Mizbeach. So could be according to this, not just dam, has to be enough of a shear for each korban by itself. Tabachlaldom, the one Zrika that helps, or the Kabonis, or any Zrika that helps, you have to make sure that Zrika has enough of a shear of Zrika. And what is the shear of Zrika? That you can see the dam on both sides of the corner. Then it says in the Mishnah, Nis'avu be'bechor u'maisa. What's going to be if the Kabbonis got mixed up with the Bechor and with the Maisa? If all the Kabbonis got mixed up with the Korban Bechor with the Korban be'maisa, so Mishnah says you have to wait till they become Ba'mumim, but here you cannot sell them, because there's no din pidgin by Bechor and Maisa. They just have to eat them the way they are with kedushas like a bechor with a maisa. Some are Rami Bachomo, bechor lebe shamai a machilin lenidois. According to Beishamai, you cannot feed a bechor to nisha. That's a nido. But the shalur is tumor. That's what says the gemara. This is says the gemara mechayrus. The shalur is that tumurosemau. What's going to be the tumur of a bechor? Are you allowed to feed it to a nido or not? That's one shalur. Then the din is Bechor and a Nifta. A Bechor, even though it becomes a Bamum, you cannot be poiter it, you just have to eat a Bamumai. The Shalur is Tumura Seima, what's Mizlach of Tumura of a Bechor? Could you be poiter the Tumura of a Bechor or not? Bechor and a Nishkal Belitra. You can't sell like the meat of a Bechor, weigh it with Litra, with the measurements. Rashi says, Yimakayin Mecha Besarai. If the Kayin wants to sell the Basar, he can't sell it with regular weights. So, Tumurosima, what's the luck if you want to sell the Tumur of a Bechor? Samar Rav says, Tanya will learn like this. Bechor, Umaisa, a Korban Bechor, or Umaisa Behema. Mishahumamu, once it becomes a balmum, I sent tamura, it can still make a tamura, or tamurasan ki yaitzaben, and you know the din is, the tamura at the same halacha. That just like the bechor is not niftar, it's not nechol and nidais, can't give it to a tamay, so what din, the tamura of a bechor has the same halacha. So who will push you the shayla, that the tamura of a bechor has the same halacha like a bechor itself. Now, boy, Rami Bar Chomo, Rav Chomo asks a question like this: Hitfis bechor lebedek habayis mahu sheyishko belitro. Let's say you're matfis a bechor to become into bedek habayis. Rashi says mishumam. Once the bechor came about mum, now you said like the value of it should go to the bedek habayis. So the question is now: if you want to sell the meat, are you allowed to sell it at a good price, like to be shoko belitro? Could you weigh it now on with regular scale? Rav Chodeg, the Shadif, one svar is yes, because who's going to get the extra money if you got a good buy on it? It's going to go to Hegdish. So svar you could. Or do we maybe know? So you lose to the Bechor Radif. It's not Kedai to do it. You should not be Mazalzul in the Gedushas Bechor. So what's the halacha? Amr Rav Yesi Bazvido, Toshma Kamenir, Nisar Vogel Bechor of the Maisa, it says about the Kutchim, get mixed up with the Bechor of the Maisa, Yerola Chistovu, let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum. The yoichel, and then you eat the meat, to bechor to maisa, like the kedusha of a bechor and a maisa. So lav lemeima doesn't mean to say, diena nishka b'litra, you're not allowed to measure it off when you sell it with the regular scales. Even though what? It's kachim here. And even though the ravcha, the money, would go to kachim, still we see, as the lusa, the bechor, you're not allowed to do it. So that's the raya. Ravuna of Rabbi Chizkiya, Talmid of Rabbi Yirmiya. Army, they said like this: Midomino is one like the other one. Hosam shtei kedushos u'shnei gufin. Hochor shtei kedushos v'guf echod. Rashi says hosam beis kedushos beis gufin. Hazvochim she'anosam l'egdish. Hein kedusha levad el yom kedusha. It has its own guf. V'yabachor she'dom of l'koyin kedusha levad v'guf levadoi. Hilchos derfi namazalzlem ba'ach kedusha. Ma'ashenkin over here, shtei kedushas and guf echad. Kedushas bechor, kedushas bedek habayis is both the same kedusha. V'glemeim ohev rav ched hegdish. Since the reva goes to hegdish, in this guf itself, it's the same bechor. If you sell this, it goes to bedek habayis, so maybe you're allowed to, and echnami, maybe you're allowed to sell the meat of a bechor when you're makish of a bedek habayis to get the best price. Maybe you're allowed to sell it even using scales. Mashenga there, when Kutchim got mixed up with the Bechor, the Kutchim are separately, and the Bechor are separately. So when you sell the Bechor like that, money goes for the Kohen. So it's no Sushta, Tawakas here, Bedek Abayis. So could we, like the Bedek Abayis, you would be allowed to sell it, but Nishka Belitra. Masti of Lo Rabbi Yosi Baravin, Ma'ilu Oma, won't be if he would have said, Hiftu li Bechor, Shet Fisa le Bedek Abayis, if he would have said to be paid to this Bechor, that he was not for the Bedek Habayis. Kulam Shemelag, we listen to him, we wouldn't listen to him. The Rashi said, like, of course you're not going to be Mezazel in the Bechor. Just because he said now this Bechor should be for the Bedek Habayis, so what? How could he be Mezazel in the Bechor? If a guy would say he wants to be Poydir Bechor, does he have the right to be Poydir it? Like, it has a Kedushas Bechor, so you have no right to sell it, Nishka Belitra. So where it says, no, what's going to do with the other? Tiftu, Rachmona Mole Tiftu, Avad, if you want to be poiderit, the Torah says you can't be poiderit, but he's not doing anything wrong. Elam Ravami, Klum Hikna Zeh, Elash Masha Konuloi. So, Koponon, the Gemara's Torah says, though true, even though it's not Sushta to be poider, because poider Torah says not, you can't do an Avera, but here just to sell it, you're not doing an Avera, but still the Gemara's Maskon is Elam Ravami, Klum Hikna Zeh, Elash Masha Konuloi. What is the coin being makna to the Bedek Habayis? Only the money that he himself gets. Rakol put him, it's his Bechor, and he has to sell it first. So my student is selling his own Bechor, his own money, and that has a Kedushas Bechor on it. He has no right to sell it, the Lishkal Belitra. So in the Maskona is, he's not allowed to sell it, or weighing it, to be Mezalzah with the Bechor. Since it's only after he gets the money that is makdish of the Bedek Habayis, he can't be Mezalzah with the Bechor. Then it says in the Mishnah, Hakol Yechol Mesarim, everything could be able to be mixed up. Chutz min achatis min oshim. Maishin achatis v'yoshim. Mara says, why? Die zocher by a keva. Because one's a zocher, one's a female, so you can't mix up. Chatas v'ero namya v'zoi. The chatas mele also can't be mixed up. But also one's in a keva and one's a zocher. So Mara says, no, ikus soyanossi. There's the case of a soyanossi that, which is also a zocher. But the Mara high sayer v'hai tsemer. One has ear and the other one has wool, so there's a big difference. Hai sayer v'hai tsemer. So it's still a difference. So Mara says, Pesach v'yoshram namilar marvakor. Pesach v'yoshram also can be mixed up. Hai ben shonim v'hai ben shtei shonim. One is only 1 year old and one can be, has to be 2 years old. Mara says, no, still, Iko Oshim Nozi, Yoshim Mitzera. There's Noshim Nozi, Noshim Mitzera. They could also be 1 year old. So if they could get mixed up. The boy is saying, Iko Ben Shona, the Mexican Ben Shtei Shonim. It could be a 1 year old. It looks like a 2 year old. There's no Tushtel. And also, Iko Ben Shtayim, the Mexican Ben Shona. Sometimes a 2 year old could look like a 1 year old. So that difference could be changed. Senechnami, these things could be mixed up. You can't tell the difference. The only one you can't tell the difference is only a chatas and a noshom between a female and a male. Now the Mishnah says, Oshom Mishnah b'shlomim. What's going to be a korban noshom got mixed up with a shlomim? Once kotch kadoshim, once kotchim kalim. So you watch his tovu. Let it pierce from the field until it becomes a balmum. And then you sell it, and with the money you bring with the best of them a korban noshom. And who did a korban shlomim? Rabbi Shimon I know. Shneiim yishchetu b'tzofen. Both of them shechna like a kotch gadoshim. Both of them shecht on the tzofen side of the mizbeach. He holds no. Both of them the shchita should be on tzofen side of the mizbeach. V'yochlo kachom shvem, and you'll have to eat it in one day, just like an oshim. A kotch gadoshim has to be finished in one day and one night. Who are in the shlom also? You have to finish in one day and one night. But in echnam you don't have to make it become a balmum and sell it. Or mulayse said back to Rabbi Shimon, no, that's not good eitzo. And nevi and kotch will waste up soul. Listen, one of them is a shlomim. So let's say leave over these animals now. After the night, you say it becomes nicer. It's not right, because really one of them is shlomim. So you're going to make it burn it, make it nicer, and really it's not. So that's called ein mevi'in kachin v'esav sul. So you can't make an eitzah to be mechayiv yourself to eat a shlomim like an oshim. Because on the side you do not do it, you're going to say you have to burn it. That's not right. So if the chum say no, you cannot use them, but rather sell them and buy new kabons. What's going to be nisar v'chatichas v'chatichas? Pieces got mixed up with pieces. Two different types of korbanos. A piece of a korban oil got mixed up with a piece of a korban chatis. So it depends. Kotche kadoshim v'kotche kalim. If they got mixed up, one was a chatis, one was a shlomim. Hanachol miyoyim echad v'nachol mishmayomim. Or else one korban you keep for only one day. Two another piece, you could eat for 2 days. And lachariz yachol kacham mishabem. He's supposed to feed it according to the Chayim Meshavim. Since these chatichas were there for the Shechita, here you cannot be poidur anymore. Techonami, na'avad, b'di'avad, you have to try and do the best you could. The best you could is to eat both of them according to the Chayim Meshavim. Finish them both up in one day. The verse says now, Tony, we learned, Tony, Tona, Chayim Meshavim. The Tana learned in front of Rav. Shavias, a loichin b'domeo, trumo. With Peiru Shavias, you now let a boy trumo with it. Because of the May Shrias, you can only eat it until the Zman HaBir. After the Zman HaBir, you can't eat from the May Shrias, the pair of Shrias. So if you buy Truma, you're going to make it that you won't be able to eat it too long. So you can't take away from the time of Achilas Truma. Therefore, you can't buy Truma with the May Shrias. So Amr Rabban and Kaim of the Rav. Rabban is in front of the Rav. Hod like Rav Shimon. Chud is not like Rav Shimon. The Ikra Shimon goes according to Rav Shimon. Ami says, Mevim kachin based up. So now in our Mishnah, if you have the Shlomim and the Yoshim mixed together, you should eat both of them according to Halacha of an Oshim. So you see, you could be Mevim based up. So, or Malus, he answered back, no, Friel Tamer of Shimon, Han, Minu Dievra, only, but Dievra was done already. Like in our Mishnah, that the Chatas and the Oshim and the Shlomim got mixed up already. Abu the Chatchiloi, for the Chilu here to go buy with Perish, with the money of Shrias, Truma, that he holds no. The Gemara is that true. The chilul lo. Aisvi avakasha. Aisvi abaya. Abaya. It's a question like this. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.
We are holding daf ayin hey amid beis. In the bottom of the Gemara, we had already that the Mishnah said a chidur machlekes to Rav Shimon Nechomim if you're allowed to be mevi kotch mevei sapsul or not. So Mora said again, the Tony Kaman, the Rav, the Tanalot in front of Rav, that shriyas with Tamei shriyas and loichim b'dumei truma. You're not supposed to buy truma with Tamei shriyas. Because you're taken away from the zman how long you could eat the truma. Because if you buy truma with shriyas, you'll have the dinner shriyas. When it comes to zman habir, you'll have to get rid of the truma. So if it's also to buy shriyas, to buy truma with Tamei shriyas. So Mor says, Amru Rabbon and Karim the Rova. The Rabbon said this over in front of Rova. So Rova said, you should know, how the like Rabbi Shimon, the Chur of this Braisa, is not like Rabbi Shimon and now Mishnah. The Ik Rabbi Shimon, because if it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Homer Rabbi Shimon says, Mevim Kotchen Leveis Absul. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, if you have a Korban Oshim and a Korban Shlomim, they got mixed up, he holds you could be makru with both of them. And when it comes to the Zman Achila, eat the Shlomim even with the Dinim of an Oshim only one day and one night. Even though by this it may come that after the night it'll be Nisam, you'll have to burn it, even though really it's kosher, still you're allowed to do it this way. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem on Mevim Kotchen Leveis Absul. So the Gemara says back, Omal who? So he answered back and said, no, Afilu Tamer Reb Shimon, even if you want to say this Bryce, it could go according to Reb Shimon. But I'll answer you, Hani Mili Di Ovid, that when does Reb Shimon and the Mishnah say it's okay, but the Evid, if the Korban Oshim and Korban Shlomin got mixed up together, so what can you do? So, but the Evid, he says, you're allowed to eat the Shlomin with the Dinim of a Korban Oshim. But Lechetchila Loi, but over here it's a question, Lechetchila, you have the money of Shavias, because you had to pay Shavias, and you sold him, and you have the money now. The money has Kedusha Shvius, so what should you do with the money? Should you buy Truma or not? The Chetchila could be, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, no, that you should not buy Truma, you should not be Mamayit, Sman Achilosei. So what says, is this true what you're saying? Well, the Chetchila Loi, is it actually true that the Chetchila you should not buy Truma? According to Rabbi Shimon, Esrei, you still have a question. Esrei Abai, Abai asked a question like this. It says, is